It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A new study finds that vitamins are basically useless.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Avista Utilities.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Jacob's Custom Living. By the way, Christina just said that she's making sun tea. Just made it at work this morning.
Really?
We'll see how it goes. Yeah.
At work?
Yeah. I think I was thinking that because I thought, man, we put it up on the sky deck?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Plenty of sun.
I don't know why. I just feel like something wouldn't happen to it here.
You think somebody would like
either,
drink it or something?
I don't know, a bird or bird. Like it just gets, you know, like a flyby.
Like it's going to
droppings in it.
Well, I think you put the lid on, Kev.
True. But the jar could get damaged. I don't know. It just seems
Steve's
like
face is confused.
For some reason at this place
I see.
Doesn't seem like the best place to
go. Okay, well.
All right. Steve, have you ever seen what happens to our vehicles out back?
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Where the station vehicles are normally parked?
Well, if they park near the satellite dishes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bird camping, we like to call it, up on the satellite dishes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's, wow.
I mean, the entire car will be covered in big white spots.
It's really crazy how much it is.
It's unreal.
And then it just bakes on there on a day like today.
Yeah, free paint job.
Yep, absolutely.
I did notice the coyote truck was parked in the wrong place. Did you do that?
I did not, no.
Not you, I meant Steve.
No.
I knew you didn't.
No, Steve's not allowed to drive it. And did you not hear about the incident?
He did drive it, didn't he?
No, he had not since, well, this weekend he had a little incident, so.
I did?
You did? They haven't talked to you about it yet?
Oh.
Okay, never mind.
Okay, guys, I mentioned it yesterday. It's hot. We're talking about bacon tea. We're talking about doing the sun tea. I asked Steve to try to cook one of those ribeyes on the pavement when he was doing that remote.
Yeah.
You sure did.
I think it would have worked. I think you could have got a ribeye done pretty well. Now, the problem is those are frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So a frozen piece of meat probably wouldn't work.
It would take a long time. Yeah.
But if it was thawed, and you just had a nice old steak ready to go.
Now, again, if the asphalt's 125 degrees, that's not what you normally cook meat at. You don't want to stand on it, but by the same token, it's going to take a minute.
And I bet you it could get hotter than that, right?
Well, I'll Google. I don't mind.
Well, here, listen, Arizona Park Rangers already did some of the work for us.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Arizona Park Rangers.
Arizona Park Rangers. Let's see, the temperature outside was 97 degrees at 11 a.m., okay? Uh-huh. Which meant the dashboard inside their vehicle was 163.
Oof.
So at that point, they they put some banana bread.
That's crazy.
Okay.
In the car to see if it would cook.
Sounds yummy.
Let's see, by 2 p.m., they went back and checked on the bread and the temperatures.
Yeah.
The temperatures outside were 105. That's what we're going to have.
It is,
in
the vicinity
very
of.
Very close. Mm-hmm. Inside on the dash, 211 degrees.
Oh, baby, that's terrible.
That is the equivalent of a cool oven temperature.
Did you have a problem yesterday at all inside your car? Once it hit 100, like the steering wheel or whatever?
No, I did not, Jay. I don't think I had it where it was in the sun anywhere that it caused any issues.
I think I'm going to have to nose my truck in instead of backing in in the parking lot because I can get the front
get
end
some shade.
Into the shade. And I realize, well, it's going to feel weird to not back into the spot, but I think I'm going to pull in nose first because I think I can get the cab of the truck into the shade.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason you do that?
Back in?
Yeah.
Because he's a man.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
Now, I'm back
in. Kevin said it for you.
Thank you.
I'm back in my SUV.
Yeah. Is there a reason you do that?
Yeah, to leave faster. That's the only reason.
So I can get the heck out of here when the time comes, man. Get out of the way, baby. That gate better be open.
I don't know. I love backing in, too, just because.
It's a good feeling.
I do it into my garage, and so I just am used to doing
let's
it.
Let's go.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you that?
Is there a reason you park normal?
Just like nose in.
That's how it was taught.
Yeah. Did I tell you, like, it was about a month ago when my son had to try to back my truck up?
No.
And he's like, when was this truck built in Nome? It doesn't even have a backup camera. I'm like, you're so soft.
Hey, you know what? It's funny because the backup camera.
Yeah.
I only use it at the very end.
Yeah.
When I want to see
what you're going to hit.
How close I am with the lines.
Yeah, for sure.
Basically.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, that's the only part I care about. Yeah. I'm like, the rest of it, I like mirrors and I like backing up.
I like mirrors and I cannot lie.
Now.
Is that a country song?
Sure. I will say some of these newer cars, the screen in those. Mine's like an old, 19-inch TV.
Steve, what do you have at your house?
No HD.
It's 32. I got HD.
Rabbit ears.
I mean, because, you know, my car's from 2012.
Yeah.
So the camera in there is nice, but it's not the best.
Yeah.
I did get in a brand new car the other day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that is HD. Like, you can see everything.
That's crazy, yeah.
That I know. I would probably use that to back up all the time.
Yeah.
But these guys tried to cook the banana bread, guys. What do you think happened?
Well, it's over 200 degrees. I mean, eventually I feel like it could get there.
Did it melt?
They finally took it out around 4 p.m., and that was after starting at 11.
Man.
At 4 p.m., they took it out. And they say that it was browned. It was browned very nice on the outside, but a little squishy on the inside.
I get that.
Sounds perfect. Sense.
Yeah,
sounds perfect.
Eat the outside.
I do like squishy banana bread.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Not all the way. Also, what a terrible choice of something to cook. Banana bread?
Yeah.
Seems like you could have come up with something better.
I'll remind my wife that next time she sends it in.
How good would that car smell, though?
Oh, man, that would be great, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the time of year, and I'll say it out loud for anybody who wants to drop it by. Zucchini bread season.
Okay.
Well, everybody starts getting their gardens and they get too many zucchinis and they don't
garden
know what to
life,
do with them.
Garden is life, man. Garden's life.
And then
life.
It's like, you know what you can do? Make zucchini bread, drop it off.
Kevin, I have a great answer if anybody ever asks from Randy.
Okay.
About backing in your SUV. In the oil fields, it's mandatory that you back in just in case there's an emergency. You can get out of there quick.
See? That's basically why I do it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you call religious hay?
I don't know.
Kevin James.
Christian Bale.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can get your cruise tickets. Kevin, how many hours till the cruise?
Oh, boy. Hold on. Mm. What day is it? Tuesday?
48. Let's start there.
60 hours. My final answer is 60 hours till the cruise.
There you go. 60 hours. The countdown continues. You can get some of the final tickets. And I do mean final tickets. Just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999, and we will send you a link, and then you get the link that way. It's super easy. I should tell you, too, that once you get the tickets, your name is on a list, and then, you know, we will just check you in at the boat. It's not like you're going to get a physical ticket or not like going to get a QR code or something. Your name will be on a boat. You're on a list. We have to check you off anyway, so because, you know, you have to show ID to be 21 or over.
Oh, do you also need to bring, like, your receipt or anything to show it off?
Not really. We have your name, so you have your ID, and we'll match it all up. So
what do they have, like 12 people?
Well, you should either bring the people with you, so it can be Kevin James plus 11, or we can, you know, say, oh, well, you know, Kevin's not here yet. What's his name? Kevin James. Okay, we'll put him under your name so that he's on your party.
Okay.
So we need to try to make it as simple as possible without being...
Well, it'll certainly be easy for you and I because we will not be doing it. I can tell you that.
That's not happening. Yeah. Kevin, very good on the 60 hours, 59 hours, 41 minutes. It's impressive. Impressive math at this hour of the day.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning, guys. I just moved into an apartment with two of my girlfriends. So we had a few issues that needed to be fixed. So I scheduled a time for the maintenance team to come over and fix things. It was two guys and they were super nice and got everything done. So like 15 minutes after they had left my apartment, my roommate came home and said, were the maintenance guys just here? And I was like, yep, they fixed us all up. She said, well, that explains it. I heard them standing by their golf carts talking, and the one guy said, wow, that one girl was so hot. I hope she needs more stuff fixed. And they were just laughing and being guys, I guess. She was convinced that they were talking about me, as she says, guys always talk about you like that because you're so beautiful. She says we need to mention it to management about what they said. My theory is they did their job and they were fine while in our apartment. But she just really thinks that we should at least tell someone in case there are any problems in the future. What do you think we should do?
509-441-0999 to call or text. Here's the first four that came in. Don't say anything. Let it go. Good Lord, get over yourself. And what kind of golf carts? Those are the first four.
Okay.
I don't know. Obviously, a golfer in the group was just curious.
Was that you, Jay?
No, it was not. But
and in fairness of the girl who wrote the letter,
uh-huh.
She doesn't need to get over herself.
No, I see what you're... I think that was directed to the
yeah,
other
to maybe the...
Mm-hmm. The roommate.
And I get the safety thing, right? You're young women living in an apartment. You want to be safe.
Yeah, you always 100%. Want to be cautious. No question.
I think this would be totally different if they said something like...
In the apartment?
No. Well, yes, for sure if they said something in the apartment. But if they would have said something like, oh, man, that girl was so hot, I accidentally didn't fix that one thing.
Ooh, yeah.
So I know we get to go back.
I know. I see what you're saying.
See, now that to me is
so they
like,
set
okay.
It up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, on Facebook, everybody's kind of got the same opinion, which is, you know, Kristen says, just take the compliment and leave it alone. The other one says, 100% leave it alone. They did nothing wrong and were having a conversation amongst themselves that she wasn't supposed to overhear.
Right. Yeah.
We've got other ones that saying, your roommate sounds jealous. Just leave it alone. What is there to tell? There's really nothing to tell. What is management going to do?
Rick, what do you say?
Oh, this is a tricky situation. I'm a shop steward for our union, and this sounds kind of like a union situation. You want to go in there full bore thinking that you are wrong, but at the same time, did those guys actually say it was those girls? Because at the time, it could have been somebody else they were talking
Absolutely.
About.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's just, I mean, if you go to management could be like, okay, you're fired, next. And they might have not been talking about you.
Sure, yeah.
And it's just, I mean, I get what she's saying, but at the same time, no proof, move on.
Good point, Rick. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah, again, like he said, you know, if it's not, you don't 100% know it was you. You don't, I mean, possibility, sure. Should you be increasingly diligent? I think you should be diligent all the time.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
That's like you always tell your kids, especially, you know, I have a daughter that lives in a big city. It's fine now. But, you know, when she was living by herself, it's like, you know, keep your head on a swivel all the time.
Yeah. And I'm sure that is kind of what this other roommate is thinking is like, wow, I don't know if we want those guys, you know, being like that. But again, like Jennifer says on Facebook, they were professional and appropriate while working. That's kind of the main thing, right? They thought they were having a private conversation. She happened to overhear it. A few other people are saying, yeah, good thing women never do this.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No,
how many times does a guy come in and do something like, oh, my God, that guy was so hot?
And again, I guess the bottom line is, did they do something wrong?
I don't really think so.
I mean, the answer is no. It didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think they did. They did their
conversation.
Jobs. They were fine. And again, like Jay, if it was something where they were a little more fishy, where it was like, yeah.
Intentionally breaking stuff.
I made sure that one cabinet was going to fall apart again so we could go back.
Or I left a couple of tools behind. Right. You know, I mean, then that's obviously conniving to go back. And it also sounds like a movie.
It does. And they would fall in love in the movie.
They would, yes, for sure, yeah. And then, or they probably would go back for the roommate, but then fall in love with the other one if it was a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I like that. It's a good plot.
Thank you, Steve.
It is.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think you're fine. Obviously, you just, you know, always want to be cautious, but I don't think they did anything wrong. I think it's all good.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the compliment.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is your reverend ship What do they call that? Your
reverendship.
That is correct.
Where you got your online certificate to be a reverend.
The documentation, yes, yeah. Kevin.
Kevin James.
Is that thing still valid? Do you have to renew that? How does that work?
Everywhere except Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, some entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO AAMCO. Man, I am very happy to have Steve's folks on the air.
A brand new segment.
Brand new parents. We got tired of Steve's reviews being inadequate.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just wishy-washy. He was like, well, it was pretty nice. It was okay. What movie did you watch?
It was fine.
I fell asleep during it. It was okay. We were like crying out loud.
I see his father, the great King Peter,
yes,
post on Facebook a movie review that I was like, that's a great movie review. That makes me want to hear more from Peter. Also, when they were in town visiting,
yes,
we had a chance to have dinner with them.
It was great.
And his mom, Barb, was telling me all about the great show, The Bear.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, those are the kind of reviews we need. So that is why we have this new segment.
It's time for What You Watching with Barb and Peter.
What you watching?
Now, without further ado, here's King Peter and Big Barb.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
We're great. The cicadas are gone.
Oh,
the cicadas. Yeah,
that was weird. And they're so loud.
Yeah.
They didn't keep me up.
Quick question. Do you think you'll be around for the next ones?
17 years from now, hopefully.
Yeah, I think you probably will be. I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, he seemed like he did the way you phrased the question, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I couldn't remember if it was 27 years or 17 years.
Yeah,
I
know.
We got to do the math.
Stop. No, yeah, stop with the math.
All right.
I hope they're around.
Yeah, I think that would be best, yeah.
We cannot waste a lot of time because we need to get right into this wonderful segment of What You Watching. It sounds like you guys went and saw Inside Out 2, America's number one movie of the year so far.
Yes, and it well deserves it too. I think not only our grandchildren enjoyed it, but we enjoyed it as well. A lot of references to your emotions and sometimes how to overcome them when they take control.
Right.
And how to use them for the good, not always for grouchiness and mad and all those type of things.
Right.
You know? Wow, so some life lessons.
So how many grandchildren did you take to the movie?
Two out of the four.
So about half of them is my math there. How old are they approximately?
7 and 9.
Ooh, okay.
So do you think that they got some of that stuff out of it? Or so they, because the movie was presented in a way that even, like, you know, they would understand some of that stuff?
Oh, they understood it. But we did. It's a good conversation to bring up with kids. But they look at it differently than adults. And that's what makes it so great. Everybody can enjoy this movie.
I love
that. And the characters and how your emotions conflict with each other.
Sure.
Wow, what an in-depth review.
Kidding.
I mean, that is a really, I like what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm.
More
importantly,
what do you buy the grandparents, I mean the grandkids, when you go to the movie? Do you guys get popcorn? Do we do candy? What do?
We sneak in popcorn.
Yes. Thank you, Barb. I love that.
Oh, man.
Drinks and food or just one?
It depends. Usually we bring water in, but we didn't that time.
Okay.
Okay, so you just sneak some stuff in.
Okay.
Steve, would you ever sneak something into a theater?
Oh, heavens no. Bad parents, bad grandparents. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's great. Are you kidding me? If it wasn't $1,000, you wouldn't have to sneak it in.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, that's just smart thinking right there.
She's
got a big boat, you know.
Or a big purse.
A big purse or a big car.
Really, I took a separate bag.
A separate bag.
But, this is so cute, and the characters, and what I love with Pixar. whatever picks up.
What did she say?
I think she got it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to know. Okay. The characters, there's so much behind it, too. You see these things, and it's so fast, and there's a lot of things you miss. So Addie, the 7-year-old, already saw it the week before, and she said, sure, I'll see it again, because they weren't going to camp that day. And there's all these things that you don't notice, but if you know about it, you know, can look for it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I do like that in movies.
Absolutely, yeah.
I love that.
Where it's nice to watch it over and over, and you go, oh, I get something new every time.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Right. Like, some of the characters have accessories, like, and the colors mean something of these characters, too.
Anger, which is, you know,
red
color, and he gets angry. But, you know, he's got a soft side to him, too, you find out. It's just very interesting. And the new characters, you know, just try to barge right in and take over, but they realize they need all the other emotions, too, eventually.
King Peter, I must ask you, was there any behavior from anyone else in the movie theater that you did not think was appropriate? I know sometimes, Steve said when you guys went on the cruise on Lake Coeur d'Alene, you kept telling people, shh, because you were trying to hear what they were. Did you shush anyone in the theater?
No. Actually, the theater was, I'd say, 98% full, and the kids were all good. And
wow.
Mostly kids in there, and they really did a great job. We've been in other shows when one of the kids had a birthday party, they were a little crazy. So, you know, one of the kids invited 15 of his greatest fans, you know, and that was maybe... Not so great.
Well, very good. Do you have any plans to see any more movies?
Oh, yeah. You know, which ones, I don't know at the moment. But.
Okay.
Well, that's a good thing. At the beginning, I love seeing the coming attractions, and it's like 15 and 20 minutes of it.
Yes. Let you know what you need to see.
The trailers are very long sometimes. You're like, well, I'm ready for the movie now. Any moment would be great, so...
And some of them you think, no way am I going to see this one. This is way too scary. And I was surprised that they showed it to the kids. I mean, I wasn't thrilled about it.
Peter's under the chair.
Right. He's got scared emotions, yeah. Scary.
Yeah. He's like, okay, that emotion's green in the movie, guys. That's not good.
Has Peter, this man over here, Steve, has Steve, son of Peter.
Yes.
Has he told you about the cruise this week?
Yes. And you're going on the same boat that we went on, which was lovely, or one of the boats in the fleet. Yeah, it was a great cruise. We really enjoyed going around the lake, and after telling a couple people to be quiet right next to us, other than that, it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, this one will not be quiet. It will be very loud. There will be a lot of festivities on the boat.
Yes,
and we do believe there is a chance that women will be chasing after your son.
Oh, that would be lovely. Okay.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling.
Thank you guys for being on. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great day, you two.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Yes, it's really good about Riley and going into high school. Okay.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Upper window where it's not like in your face or anything. It's just slowly dancing.
What in the heck kind of sunshine do you have at your house?
You've heard. I'm just doing all the songs that say that.
Kevin James.
The sunlight danced through the windows.
Did you read a greeting card just before we went on
to her bare back, and I just was like, what a life.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gosh, dang it. That would be, it would be nice.
Yeah,
that
listen to some lovely music.
Oh, it'd be lovely.
Oh, that would be lovely.
That would be lovely.
All right. Any young ladies who would like to meet producer Steve on the cruise, you can just text the word cruise to 509-441-0999 and get a few tickets left, And then we'll have a sold-out boat ride for Thursday night on Lake Coeur d'Alene. And right when the sun goes down, there's producer Steve, and the sun is, what was it, dancing off his back?
Dancing off his bare shoulders. I think I've made a decision officially that we will be bringing our photo booth.
Yeah!
I think I'm going to do the photo booth.
Photo booth.
Did a lot of contemplating whether I wanted to bring it or not, yes, where to put it, all these things. But I think we're going to have it and then only have it open for a little while.
That's fine.
And then
fine.
Close her down as the night gets a little rowdier.
Shut her down!
But I think that'll be perfect. It'll be lots of fun. The photo booth is always a hit. People love it. And it's fun. You'll be able to text pictures to yourself and all
yes,
that good stuff.
I like it. That's awesome, Kevin. Thank you for bringing that, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but
that's a good point.
I'm kind of, now that I've said it, I'm committed to it, I feel like.
That's never stopped you from dropping it out yeah. before, though. Yeah, I'm doing it. No, I'm not. Also, don't tell anybody, but we'll have some Coyote Country sunglasses to give away on the cruise. Don't tell anybody that
That's
part.
Cool.
We're keeping that part.
Ooh, I can keep a secret.
Secret. Yeah, sure you can. What'd you want to do here, Kevin? What'd you want to do here?
Jay.
What?
Well, I mean, I don't want to do it because we only have a couple minutes.
Oh, man, are you serious?
We're out of time.
Are you serious?
Well, we can't. Jay told me he has the greatest golf story of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been saying this for like a week.
I know he has. And then he never wants to tell it. And so it's.
No, I always want to tell it. Just do to just have. We have.
Yeah, it's a greatest golf story ever.
Tell it.
Well, I had to get the promo in for the cruise. I wanted to make sure, and I wanted to have Barb say.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, so, I mean, I had stuff.
Yeah, it'd be lovely if you could tell this story.
Jay, would you consider telling it in the news or in the final story?
I mean, I'd consider it.
We can't have it go too much longer because
it's greatest
you
know, golf story
is
ever.
The greatest golf story ever.
Yeah, and then now I feel like I've oversold.
But I also feel like it doesn't have anything to do with golf.
It does, yeah. No, it has a lot to do with golf. The whole thing is about golf. But it's also relatable because it's you know, you don't have to be a golfer to like the story.
Mm. You know, the whole time we've been talking about this situation,
right.
We could have told the story.
We probably could
no,
have
you
told
couldn't.
The
Not
story.
The greatest. A greatest story can't be done in 2 minutes, Steve.
No, I just don't want to. I mean, it's a great story at 20 seconds, but it's greater longer just because
there's
other layers to it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's right. You just have to keep peeling the onion.
Yeah.
I swear, if you've oversold this story.
I feel bad now. It's one of the greatest stories.
You weren't even golfing, right?
No, it has nothing
not
to do with me.
It.
No, it has nothing to do with it. It was just observed from a distance. Mm. Oh, actually, close proximity by my son.
Was there the birth of a baby?
There was not. That's a great question, though. Good question. Good question.
Oh, good question. Good question. Good question. Yeah. Not the story, but a good question.
Because I was thinking, man, that would really be something. Imagine on the golf course just, oh, my gosh, that lady's having a baby.
I said during the story when my son was telling me the story, the greatest golf story of all time, I was like multiple times, I'm like, no way. No way.
No. Okay.
And then at the end of it, I'm like, that is so cool.
Well, will you tell the story, please?
Yeah, he will. Coming up, Steve, do you have a clock in there? We're up against a break.
Up against a hard break,
Steve. So we have to take a break. And then I will give up the news, the first, you know, so that we can hear it next. Because I don't want to make people wait any longer.
Yep.
And then they get mad at us when we do that.
That's true.
I'm already mad.
Even though Slim thought that was funny, he would always do that. Well, we'll do it next, and then we would never do it.
No, yeah, you can't do that. So, yeah, coming up, the greatest golf story.
I swear, if you don't do it.
No, should I do it?
That would be lovely.
Okay.